880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with another edition of Freed on Business. If you're listening to us live on Friday, it's really rainy, and sit in there, relax, and just enjoy the trip. The guy that cut you off, just let him go and forget about it. If you're listening to the rebroadcast the following week, hopefully it's a gorgeous day out there and the rain is just a bad, bad memory. Now, the stock market was up today on good news from unemployment and a lowering of the interest rates over in Europe. Today, we've got the Miami Dolphins on. We're going to talk about the refurbishment of Sun Life Stadium, a very controversial event. We have got the head of the local initiative on our show, Jorge Azurieta. He's a local entrepreneur and is the president of Azurieta and Associates. He was involved with the Bush administration. He's been he has been negotiating international trade agreements for the United States. He is a top level local business person. We're going to hear why the business community is supporting the refurbishment of Pro Player Stadium. Then we're going to talk about a little bit with Weekend Warrior Recovery. Dr. Victor Franks is going to be in studio this week, and we're going to have him talking about how to recover from your Weekend Warrior workouts or your Weekend Warrior parties. The other thing we're going to do is we're going to talk a little bit about what's been going on in commercial real estate. The weather has interrupted us today. Our UHealth guest is stuck in the air coming in from Orlando, and Lauren is also not going to be able to be with us today. So we're going to reschedule Lauren, we're going to reschedule the doctor, and then we're going to have a top level real estate discussion. I'm going to talk about the different things that have been going on with my real estate practice. We've done some great things this week. We funded a private loan. We're helping some folks rebuild some shopping centers. We're investing in some apartment buildings that are being built up north. It's going to be a great show. We've got some great info, some super guests. So stick with us. We'll be right back after this short break. Go Dolphins!
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Ask Dr. Victor Franks how I lost 40 pounds in 4 months under his supervision. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to relax and stay that way for hours. Ask Dr. Victor Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
Hi, this is Jim Freed, and just like the Miami Dolphins are one of our best teams here in the Miami market as far as sports go, the Warren Henry Family Automotive is also one of our top teams here in town. You know, they bring you Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo. That's right, the people at Warren Henry are top of the line. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. Exceptional cars all, and they come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price. Always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we're waiting for the folks from the Miami Dolphins to give a call in. In the meantime, we've got Dr. Victor Franks in here. Victor, how are we doing today?
Oh, I'm doing good, Jim, despite the rain.
Yeah, well, listen, I know you're still prepping for your segment a little bit later on getting together and getting the
Weekend Warriors together.
There you go. You've got it. You're better at it than I am. So make sure you keep in there and that you do that. And we're waiting for the folks to call in from the Miami Dolphins to talk about the Sun Life Stadium modernization. They're talking about the fact that it won't cost the county property taxpayers a dime, and they're going to bring us international soccer matches, Super Bowls, and more BCS championship games. I got to tell you what they're going to bring, as far as I'm concerned, is entertainment. They're going to bring jobs, and entertainment. That's what's important to me about the refurbishment of Sun Life Stadium. I've sat out there and just absolutely fried to the point where I can't take it anymore. And it's something that you just have to get by and you have to fix. I sit now in the club seats, and I got to believe the people that are sitting in the bleachers are out there. They deserve the same kind of shade that I have. And, you know, we want those world-class events here. Most of the people don't really, I think, understand the economic impact. I see it from where I live. If you're looking at some of those pictures I tweet out of the pictures of the sunsets and sunrises over South Beach, you can see that that I have a great view of the academic benefits, or the absolute closure of the streets that occurs from the traffic when the Dolphins have one of their special events. And as I said, we're waiting now for the guys from the Dolphins to call in. And as soon as they do, we're going to make sure that we've got the top of the line stuff on the radio for you. Now, one of the other things that the Dolphins improvements to the refurbishment of Sun Life Stadium does is it addresses people that may not go to the Adrian Arsh Center. You know, the taxpayers helped the Adrian Arsh Center get constructed, and I think it's very important to have world-class facilities for the arts here. But I must admit, I live 20 blocks away. I haven't been once. Been to a lot of baseball games, a lot of football games, a lot of basketball games, but I have not yet been to the Adrian Arsh Center, and we're just waiting for the folks from the Miami Dolphins, Miami First, to call in while we're here live on the radio.
Well, I'll tell you, Jim, I go to the Adrian Arsh. It doesn't roll off the tongue. Adrian Arsh Center, I go to it all the time.
Oh, you do? Well, see, have you ever gone to a ball game?
I was going to go Monday night, and I'm glad I didn't because it went 15 innings, but I wanted to see Jose Fernandez.
Well, you got to go with me to one of my suite nights. You know, we're going to have suite nights, but when are you leaving, Victor?
Near the end of the month.
Okay, because we've got a suite night coming up on May 21st. I guess I'm going to have to get with the Dolphins and see if we can get another suite, because the suite that we had that we were inviting people to attend, it took exactly 4 business hours for it to sell out. And I don't mean sell out, obviously, get reserved out, but the reaction I got from people was amazing. They are all interested and excited about going to a game at Marlins Ballpark, irrespective of the fact of what the team is doing. Yeah, I got a little blowback about they don't want to support the owner, but nobody blew back about going to have fun and meeting new people. So just like the Marlins, the Dolphins are trying to get something done different from the Marlins, is they've got a different business approach, and they're asking for materially less money, and they're looking at putting it all back into the community. So hopefully the Dolphins will give a call in. It looks like the person that was going to be their spokesperson has been delayed, as are most of us, in the rain today. So hopefully we can get them back on again next week. In the meantime, let's talk a little bit about what I think the Sun Life Stadium improvements mean to the county. They mean a lot. Now, you may not agree with the fact that they're going to take some money from some international bankers that have been getting a tax break and use that for the Sun Life Stadium. I think that that is one of the editorials I saw, that there was a problem with that aspect of it. I don't even know if that's going to get passed now, because it seems like that portion of the bill is stuck in the legislature. But if you have seen the impact that goes on with the Super Bowl, I have it. Joe's, when I'm trying to get a table when the Super Bowl's in town. Gosh, trying to go to the Forge and just try to get to Miami Beach when the Super Bowl's in town. And hey, it's not just the Super Bowl, it's the national championship games. And now when you look at who they're getting for some of these friendlies that are occurring here at Sun Life Stadium, I think they're doing a heck of a darn good job. The Dolphins are going to be paying 70% of the total cost. They're going to pay 100% of the cost overruns. They're committing to remain in Miami for 30 years. The county share is going to be paid with tourist tax dollars. They're going to create over 4,000 good-paying jobs that are going to be here locally. I think that it's a win-win. If you don't, why don't you give a call and tell us why you think it's not going to be good for Miami? This whole thing puts Miami first. I think they've got the right name for it. I think it's an excellent opportunity for our city and our county to move forward. And I encourage everybody to do what I did, which is to vote for the refurbishment of Sun Life Stadium. Oscar, take us out, and we'll be right back with another segment. And we're going to have Dr. Victor Franks talking about keeping it together after you've been working out hard all weekend or working out hard all night on the weekend. We'll be right back after this short break.
I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Wow. I feel nice. The sugar and spice. I feel nice.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
What does it mean when you're the first to use a patient's own stem cells to repair his damaged heart? When you're the first to develop life-saving techniques to treat a baby still inside its mother's womb? It means all at once, one health system becomes a magnet for world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine. A place where doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. That's why every year our life-saving innovations attract patients from every corner of the globe. Shouldn't we be your first choice for healthcare too? We are UHealth, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
All right. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, just like I did, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. I got two cars from him. They sell exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can always call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we have Jorge Arizurieta. Oh, man, I mess that up every time, and I really apologize. He's on the phone. He's representing Miami First. That's the group of business people that's behind the refurbishment of Sun Life Stadium. Jorge, welcome.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for the opportunity to be with you this afternoon. You get an A-plus for effort on the last name.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, everybody calls me Fried. I've been there. I've done that, and I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you coming and speaking up. Now, I know that you've been involved with the Miami Dolphins effort here a little bit. Can you give us just an understanding of what's going on, maybe a little history behind what's happening here?
Well, Jim, thanks first of all for the opportunity to be with you on your show. As you know, this is a process that has really arrived at an unprecedented agreement, unprecedented for many different reasons. The main one is that you got an owner in Steve Ross who has, as opposed to said, build me a new stadium or threaten to move the team, has actually committed to keep the team here for no less than 30 years, has committed to paying a significant number of penalties if he doesn't bring the four Super Bowls, the four BCS championship games, the 20 world-class soccer tournaments. There's a formula that came out of the agreement that Mayor Jimenez negotiated with the team that adds up to about $120 million worth of penalties if in the 26-year cycle of the agreement, the team fails to deliver any of those events. That is incredibly unprecedented. There's none of these public-private partnerships, none of these agreements with professional sports teams have ever had an agreement that really puts all the benefit on the public and all the risk on the private sector. So we're encouraged that notwithstanding the difficulty that we've had, given historic agreements and given just the voters' perception of these kinds of agreements, that we're going to prevail on Election Day, May 14th.
Now, I know that you guys have six points in a pledge that you've made to the community, that you promised to approach this partnership differently, that private funds will pay for the majority of the stadium construction costs at no cost to Miami-Dade County property taxpayers and the county general fund or the budget, lots of local jobs, a world-class facility, and securing the future of the franchise. This sounds like some good stuff.
Exactly, Jim. It's really a kind of agreement that is really modeled after an economic development partnership. No different than the county does all the time with their interest to retain, to attract and retain business in Miami-Dade County. Matter of fact, some of those deals, some of those business retention and business attraction deals that actually the Beacon Council negotiates and initiates have all kinds of tax abatements. But not only does this deal not have a tax abatement, this is the only team in the entire state. Because it sits on public land. As you know, when Mr. Robbie built the stadium 35-plus years ago, the land was offered by the county. It's a 99-year lease. But given a Supreme Court ruling, privately owned facilities on public land have to pay ad valorem taxes. We're the only team in the state of Florida whose structure is such. This team has been paying more than $4 million for many years to the county. The new agreement does not avoid the $4 million ad valorem tax contribution that the stadium makes. So it really is a fair and balanced agreement that really helps continue to support what Miami-Dade County will always be, which is a host community. We're a community that depends on tourism.
Well,
tourism creates jobs, and this is a reason why I think Mayor Jimenez deserves a lot of credit for negotiating a very, very strong agreement on behalf of the people of Miami-Dade County.
Well, I agree with you, and I'd even go farther. You know, I do a lot of real estate work, and the big buzzword in real estate today is public-private partnership. Everybody I know from out of state is coming to town, and they want to just do a public-private partnership, and that's really what we're talking about here, a true partnership. Did we lose George? Oh, there he is. Okay, George.
No, I'm here. I mean, I really concur, Jim. I really appreciate your support in that regard. You know, we remain optimistic that we're going to come out of the legislative process. As you know, 5 days, even one day in the legislative process, which is really what we have left, is way more than dog years. It's late in the fourth quarter, but these kinds of issues usually get done late on the last day. So we remain optimistic. I heard a few minutes ago that the Senate sent the bill back to the House. So the Senate reaffirmed its commitment to see this happen, to allow the voters in Miami-Dade County to vote one way or the other. And we believe that the House will take it up before they sign any die tomorrow night.
Well, one thing I know is the last day of the legislature is when everything gets done that's controversial or that needs a bunch of coalition support. Now, one of the things that can't be controversial about this is the fact that it brings 4,000 jobs, at least, you know, that I've been reading, and then as many as 14,000 jobs later on.
Absolutely. I mean, again, we're nearly, as you know, we are nearly back at 10% unemployment rate, regrettably, in our community.
Yes.
There is no doubt that events that the stadium hosts, events such as the Super Bowl, the BCS championship game, soccer tournaments, are events that create tourism. Tourism creates jobs. And this is what this agreement is all about. It's an economic development initiative deserves serious consideration from the voters of Miami-Dade County.
Well, it's not as though the Miami Dolphins and that the NFL don't reinvest in our community. And I was reading in H.T. Smith's article about the fact, and I didn't even know about this, that the NFL created the Youth Education Town Center in Gwencherry Park in our community, where they give $500,000 every time a Super Bowl comes to town. So are you adding that into your calculus?
Yes, sir. Of course. HC and I wrote that op-ed jointly.
Oh, that's right.
I'm well aware of that, and it's among the many leave behinds, if you will, that Super Bowls provide a community. The economic impact that a Super Bowl provides any community it goes to is at less than $300 million.
Well, I know that it provides
That number's been proven time again. It just happened in Indianapolis. And we have no doubt it will continue to happen here, assuming we get a lot more of these games. You know, there's a reality in this whole process that folks don't like to speak about, but it's important, in my opinion, to bring it up. It is, you have an owner in Steve Ross who has not threatened to move the team. You have an owner in Steve Ross who's being very reasonable about the approach and the ask for this public-private partnership. He is not asking for the public to build him a new stadium. He's not telling you, if you don't support me, I'm moving out of here. He's telling you, I'm committed to stay here for no less than 30 years. You know, that means that if he doesn't survive the next 30 years, his trust or whoever buys this team from him is committed to the same deal that he signed with the county, the same covenants, the same restrictions, the same personal guarantees. So there's an opportunity to really take advantage of an owner who's committed to Miami-Dade County like perhaps we've never had. And Broward County chose to publicly not support this initiative. Well, that becomes a huge opportunity for Miami-Dade County. And this is the reason why we remain optimistic that the voters of Miami-Dade County are going to understand it and come forward and be supportive.
Well, let's not forget that Steve Ross is a high tide from Miami Beach. That factors in, too, as far as I'm concerned.
That's a very good point.
You know, so, you know, people that don't understand the economic impact haven't waited for a table when the Super Bowl's in town. You know, they haven't gone and they haven't been the maitre d' who's been counting his tips, or the waitress who sees her money double because the Super Bowl's in town. Hasn't tried to get a table when the Super Bowl's in town. Hasn't tried to get a hotel room for a reasonable, high season price, which doubles for the Super Bowl. It just goes on and on and on. And it seems to me as though nobody can debate the fact that having these events is a hallmark for our community. If nothing else, they're showing beach shots in the middle of January, or now I guess February, to the parts of our country that are frozen that come here.
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's also a wrong assumption for our detractors are trying to say, Jim, that, you know, what's the need to do all this? Because the Super Bowl is going to come here anyway. I mean, that is such an irresponsible statement. And I'd be willing to bet you, if we don't show support for this initiative, the legislature doesn't allow the voters in Miami-Dade County to vote one way or the other, I would bet you any amount of money that the chances of us not having a Super Bowl for 2016 or 2017, which is the 50th anniversary of the Super Bowl and coincides with the 50th anniversary of the Miami Dolphins, the chances of not getting it are going to be very significant. And again, it's not a threat. Just the reality that these teams in this league goes to places where the community supports it. I mean, you can't blame them from a business standpoint.
No, and it's something that has historic fact. Look at the fact that San Diego plays in a dump and they haven't had the Super Bowl there for I don't know how long, and you got to believe that the guys like to go there.
Absolutely. So we remain hopeful, and we appreciate the opportunity to speak to our voters through your great program, and I hope we can come back on before it's all over.
Well, we'd love to have you back. And Jorge, if people want to get more information or they want to get involved with Miami First, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Well, the best way to do that is probably to go ahead and contact. There's a couple folks you can contact over at the organization, but perhaps the best contact would be calling Anthony Bustamante. Anthony Bustamante, and Anthony's best number, I'm sure he'll appreciate me giving his.
Oh, he's going to love this. The guy's awesome.
Let me give you an email address.
Yeah, probably better for him.
More efficient. His email address is Anthony, A-N-T-H-O-N-Y, at groundswellstrategies.net.
Yeah, he's just been super. He's the person that got us together. I know that he's completely involved. And then the Miami First website, is that www.miamifirst.org, I think?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
Well, people need to go there. They need to get involved with this very important issue for our community. I think that people need to realize that in a special election, your vote is probably worth two or three times what it is in the general election. There's not going to be a lot of turnout in this election. So if it's important to you, if it's important to have these community-wide events, and we only talked about the Super Bowl, but let's not forget that enormous soccer thing that's going on at the end of the year. I mean, at the end of the summer. There's the BCS championship game where I sat in that parking lot till 2 in the morning when the Gators won the national championship. So it's something that's important to our community. I want to thank Jorge Arizurieta. Did I get it right that time, Jorge?
That's excellent, Jim.
Really appreciate you.
Thank you.
It's my pleasure. We look forward to having you and the team back on again. We'll be right back after this short break. Oscar, take us out.
Miami has the Dolphins, the greatest football team. We take the ball from goal to goal like no one's ever seen. We're in the air, we're on the ground, we're always in control. And when you say Miami, you're talking Super Bowl, cause we're the Miami Dolphins.
Ask Dr. Franks about his executive reboot camp. Ask Dr. Franks how to lose weight and stay healthy without working out. Ask Dr. Franks how to keep your energy up while you increase your workload or your workout load. Ask Dr. Franks by calling 305-975-8748 or go to his website, www.askdrfranks.com. You'll be glad you did.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect the child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes.
My voice.
To protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and I've already gotten an email from Anthony Bustamante lamenting the fact that Jorge gave out his email, but Anthony Bustamante is the man. If you want more information on getting involved with the Miami First campaign, you can send me an email. How about if we do it that way, Anthony? You can email me, Jim at Freed on Business. That way we won't clog up Anthony's email account. So if you want to email me at Jim at Freed on Business, we can get the info to the people on MiamiFirst.org. And get you involved with the Miami Dolphins' effort to stay here and refurbish the Pro Player Stadium. Now we're on. It's half past the hour. You're stuck in traffic. Victor's yawning, but he's up. Oh. We've got Dr. Victor Franks. Victor, what's going on, dude?
I'm doing exactly what you asked me to do. I was going to talk about other things, but you want to know about weekend warriors and what we can do to get them back in the office on Monday in at least decent shape.
Well, that's me. I mean, Tarek's been busting my hump. I didn't want to get all started with you because I know you're leaving at the end of the month. So Tarek's been doing... Look, Victor, I've got my weight back, but my waistline's gone.
There you go.
So how are you going to get me back in shape? Because for the first time today, I woke up a little tight. What should I be doing?
Well, there's a lot of things you can be doing. But as far as you're working out, I mean, this is something you've been avoiding for a while. You've been doing the minimum for quite a while.
Well, because I was injured.
I know. So now you're back to it. And, you know, it all comes back down to stretching. But there's other things. You have a hot tub at your disposal. Right down below.
Oh, now here we go. Johnny, we're going to talk about my lifestyle and how I live this smoking great lifestyle. Yes, I have the hot tub downstairs where I go stretch all the time.
You live up in the bird's nest, but you can go down. You can use a hot tub. You can use my AquaStretch Kinetics technique, which is all you need is floats, and you can do weightless stretching. But even without the floats, you can stretch. And when you get in warm water, it just makes it so much easier and much less painful. But now, not only that, we're coming upon the summer, and what's warm besides hot tubs? The ocean itself.
Hot time, summer in the city.
I'll tell you, the ocean is so nice starting about right now. And you get out there, and you don't even have to swim. You can just stand there and do a little moving around and jumping around the waves.
Keeping those hips loose.
I'll tell you, because the ocean, it's already plenty of salt, so you're fairly buoyant anyway. So you can just flop around in the waves and jump in the waves. You can swim. You can stretch. You can do whatever you want. But get in the water. I mean, I live here in the wintertime, so I really don't get in the ocean too much because it's a little chilly.
And you're such a wuss.
What can I tell you? But you know, if I was here in the summer, believe you me, I'd be in the ocean a lot because it's perfect.
I love the ocean in the summertime.
And you used to go to Fisher Island all the time, and it was your private island in the summertime. And the thing about the ocean, it's not just because it feels good. I mean, the minerals in the ocean, this is my personal theory, but I believe it to be true, which is when your body's deficient in minerals, and it's really, I think minerals are more important than vitamins.
I just asked my wife about that.
Well, you get in the ocean and your body selectively, transdermally, if you will, selects what minerals it needs because your body is deficient.
I would have to believe that that's probably true.
Yeah.
You know, transdermally, that if your body is simply a chemical reaction occurring if you're putting it in a saline solution.
Exactly. I mean, they use transdermal medications, so why not? Why not use the ocean as your your mineral solution that you're bathing in? So not only that, and I was about to talk about hangovers as well, or lactic acid from your working out, but the ocean, the salt, it draws poisons out of your body. So it's not just relaxing. It actually takes all the bad stuff out.
Well, I got to get my butt over to the beach some more. And I think that what really works for me, Victor, is that I have the hot tub. I fill it up with Dead Sea salts. Now, does that help?
Does it ever? I mean, it's one of the greatest things you could possibly do. And, you know, people travel halfway around the world to jump in the Dead Sea. All you got to do is buy the Dead Sea salts or other type of salts, but Dead Sea is probably the best. And you throw that in your tub, and it's your own spa. It's not hard.
You know, it's fascinating because Vivian's been having her little issues with some vitamin stuff, and she told me that her salt soaking in the Dead Sea salts made her revitalized, and you know me, I just looked at her and said, yeah, right. But now I'm seeing why.
It's exactly right. Your body, it has an intelligence, and most people, especially, we're talking magnesium is one of my favorites, which is Epsom salts, but magnesium is what allows your muscles to relax. And that's why a lot of people soak an injury in Epsom salts. Well, forget the injuries. Just in general relaxation, the Epsom salts or the Dead Sea salts has magnesium and everything else in it as well. And you soak in that, and your body, you know, it's greedy for it. It really soaks it up.
Now, we teased a little bit about people going out over the weekends and perhaps staying out a little bit later, perhaps having a little bit of an indulgence issue. What can somebody that's been out partying all night on Friday, Saturday, and these people probably all day Sunday at the pool party, what can we do to help them drag their lazy butt into work on time?
Funny you should ask. I'm ready for that one. First of all, you know, hangovers are caused not just from the alcohol, but the mixers, the sugar in the mixers. So if you're going to use a mixer, I like just seltzer water.
Yeah, that's what I use. I usually drink vodka and soda my three times a year where I have one drink.
Yeah, I know. You're such a lightweight. Me too. I mean, two drinks and it's over. So, but the thing is, that's as much of the mixers are as much as the alcohol from the drinks themselves. But there's a lot of things you can do. First of all, you know, what makes you drunk in the first place? Alcohol decreases the oxygen to your brain. So you wake up the next day and your poor brain, your head hurts because it's
been oxygen deprived.
Exactly right. So just something as simple as before you even get out of bed when you go, oh, God, my head. Just start doing some breath work in bed. Just breathe deeply before you even do anything. And, of course, the dehydration factor, you want to. While you're drinking, you know, a lot of people are really demand this. If I'm going to have a drink, I have to have a glass of water in between rounds. And it's a smart thing to do. You may go to the bathroom more, but big deal. It keeps you hydrated. So a lot of that hangover is your brain is probably 70% water. It shrunk and it hurts because you're dehydrated.
Oh, that's
it's
wild.
It's pretty simple.
I hadn't even thought of that.
It's pretty simple. And then so definitely hydrate again. There's a couple little secret things I want to talk about.
Ooh.
One of my favorites. Yeah, I used to live in the Bahamas for 9 years. So what do people do in the Bahamas? They drink. And they drink.
Really?
They drink a lot.
Really?
And I was one of them, believe you me. So one of the my favorite little secret remedies, it's called, and even sounds rough, it's called Nux Vomica.
What?
Exactly. Most people don't know about this, but this is my secret for the day. Nux Vomica. It's a homeopathic medicine, so it's cheap. It's like $7 for a whole vial of pills. And you take that, and especially if you're nauseous and your head hurts and you're just generally hungover, this stuff works miracles.
You mean if my head hurts, my feet stink, and ..
Yeah, well, you know, it's you're pretty rough if you're really hungover, and this is just another thing you can do. And the thing I have to caution you about with any homeopathic remedy, probably the first thing you're going to do when you're hungover is brush your teeth, which most toothpaste has mint. And when you have any mint, whether it's toothpaste, candy, gum, any of that, the homeopathic medicine doesn't work, or it works minimally.
Really?
Yeah. So a lot of people go, oh, I took that stuff, it doesn't work. I said, do you have mint toothpaste? They go, well, yeah. I said, well, that's why. So no mint and not too much coffee. And a lot of people, Johnny, will have too much coffee in the oils unless you do what I told you to do.
I have that on my
what, the cold toddy process.
Yeah.
And it's the oils in the coffee that is part of tearing up your stomach when you drink too much coffee, but the oils from the coffee bean as well, it also negates the homeopathic remedies.
Wow.
So there you have it.
Unbelievable. So don't drink coffee. Don't do mint. Do have some homeopathic stuff. What else you got for me?
Your favorite, the green drink, because what does the green drink do? It oxygenates you along with, you know, giving you all the
you're talking
good
stuff. You're talking about what do they call it, total food?
Perfect food, but there's a lot of different things on the market. But, you know, it might be a little tough to drink when you're hungover, but it really does help oxygenate.
Yeah,
because of the chlorophyll factor.
Yeah, I believe that would be subjecting people to projectile vomiting.
Yeah, it's a little tough to drink when you're feeling rough. Anyway, but another thing, too, to get you ready to go back to the workplace is we're going to go all the way back to the Chinese ancient concept of yin and yang.
Really?
Which a lot of people have heard about, but they really don't know what
it's like
it's
the
all
black
about.
And the white and the, like the
yeah.
symbol or
well,
something.
Well, it's the universal balancing act. But what happens is when you do alcohol and or drugs, what happens is you get spaced out. It's very yin.
Okay.
And yin is and yang is very contractive. So when you've indulge or overindulge in this case, you get very yin, you get really expansive, so you're really spaced out. And when you're spaced out, you're really not that effective at work, let's face it.
Yeah.
So there's things you can do to bring yourself back down to earth, to reel yourself back in, to get you more yang or more yang, as they like to say. And the three best things you can do, one is, believe it or not, eating meat. Meat is very yang, and it's very contractive. And also eating good salt, not Morton iodized salt, but...
like the Dead Sea stuff or whatever Vivian buys. I don't know what Vivian buys. She buys the special stuff that you grind up.
Well, that's fine, too. Any good sea salt or any of the ancient... seabed deposit salt, any of those are great. So salt is also very yang, and it's very contractive. So it snaps you out of your daze, and all of a sudden you're back on. It's grounding. It brings you around. So that in order to get yourself ready to actually function at work, you need to get yourself back together. And then also if you have nausea. Mint tea or ginger tea, either one of those or a combination of the two, is really good for any kind of upset stomach.
Ginger tea would make me nauseous.
Tried some of Vivian's stuff. Just mint.
Mint is okay.
Mint is so easy.
All right.
So that's, that's a...
Well, Victor, we've got like 30 seconds left. Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you, how they get your stuff, and all that good stuff.
You can find me at AskDrFranks.com, and you can find... that's where you can find my DVD for Stretching in the Warm Water, which is the best thing you can do after... if you're actually being good on the weekend and being a weekend warrior where you're working out too hard, that's the best thing you can do.
You should put some tweets out about that. I bet you'd get some drag.
Yeah, good chance.
Talk to Johnny there. Well, Johnny would like to help you.
Johnny's
out with that.
Got me on the Instagram, and I've been getting a lot of feedback. Maybe not the ones, but I did get the sexiest women in the world tweeted me back and Instagrammed me back. I went, whoa. So
does that make you the sexiest man in the world? We'll be right back.
Doubtful.
We'll be right back after this short break while Victor tries to figure that out. Stick with us. We're going to talk about hashtag CRE when I come back. Real estate trends. Stick with us.
It's the time of year when everybody is getting excited for football. It's the draft picks' time to meet their new teammates. It's time for the veterans to again start running in the South Florida sun. It's your time to plan Sundays this fall. Are you ready? Well, we are, because Miami, it's our time. All tickets on sale now at Dolphins.com. Get the best seats at the best prices at Dolphins.com.
At the heart of medical breakthroughs are doctors who refuse to accept the status quo. There's one health system that supports their efforts like no other, providing an environment that encourages innovation and life-saving discoveries. That's why world-renowned specialists in every field of medicine practice here, literally transforming medicine as we know it. Our doctors spend their lives discovering ways to save yours. And isn't that who you want taking care of you? We are U Health, the University of Miami Health System, South Florida's most advanced medical care. Learn more at uhealthsystem.com or call 1-877-243-4340.
You know it's good business to give your customers what they want. The Warren Henry family of auto dealerships, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they know this, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is a part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for a whole year. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, you'll get the Warren Henry Advantage too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 3.5 decades. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Hey, everybody. This is John Mahoney with SocialMedia305.com. Many of you might know us as the online voice for the Freedom Business Radio Show. And what we do, we provide you access to your community using social media platforms. Now, we know most businesses are looking to take advantage of this and stay in touch with their community and their customers, but they're not quite sure what platforms to use or even when to use them. We can help you overcome this hurdle. We know where the market is, how to find them, how to track the conversations, and most importantly, how to engage your brand. You can reach us at any time at 305-710-2273. Again, call us at 305-710-2273 or feel free to drop us an email at contact@socialmedia305.com. Again, that's contact@socialmedia305.com.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we ended the last segment with Dr. Victor Franks talking about staying in shape and how to recover from injury and stuff like that. But Victor, something last week kind of got you angry. What was that?
Well, what got me angry is the Marlins' bona fide star, Giancarlo, not Mike, Stanton, goes down for about a month with a hamstring injury. And baseball players are famous for hamstring injuries because they're either standing around the outfield for four innings and all of a sudden a ball gets hit their way and they race off, or they're sitting on a bench and then they have to beat out a ground ball to get to first base. And that's how it happened to him. And they don't seem to realize, nobody seems to realize, that the hamstrings are three different muscles. It takes five separate stretches to thoroughly stretch the hamstrings, and almost nobody does that.
Really? So what do you recommend? I mean, these guys have professional trainers. You got to believe they're stretching the dude.
Well, they are stretching, but most people do one hamstring stretch. And you're standard, you know, put your leg up on a bench and lean forward and touch your toes. But there's three different muscles, so there's no way one stretch can get three different muscles. It just can't. It attaches on either side of the knee, and then so it takes very specific stretching, and that's where my Aqua Stretch Kinetics comes in warm water, so you're weightless and you're doing these five separate stretches, and I show you how to do it, and you'll never have a hamstring injury again, period.
Well, that was a multiple million-dollar hamstring injury.
And, it sure was.
And they really need that. But we're going to talk a little bit now about commercial real estate, hashtag CRE, and let me go through a couple of things that we've been doing here today at the Aztec Group with our real estate practice. We've executed a bunch of private equity this week. We helped recapitalize a portfolio of shopping centers above their permanent loan. So in this case, it was funded as preferred equity on the transaction. So we got very creative. Right now, it's feast or famine. Either a developer is just choking on so much business they don't know what to do, or they just almost don't have any. There's very few people that are in the middle. So we help one of our retail developers expand their development practice and take advantage of some opportunities by helping him cash out some money even after he had originated a permanent mortgage. Now, there's lots of capital out there for apartments, but one thing there isn't is a lot of sites. We had a group come in from Central Florida today to Miami. They're looking for garden apartment sites. I wish them luck. The guys I know that develop garden apartments in Miami are looking in other places. They're looking around universities. They're looking in Georgia, Alabama, the Carolinas, Tennessee. There's a lot of people looking for those garden apartment sites. They're few and far between. If you find them, you can basically write your own check on what you're going to get out of the deal. What we're finding locally is high-rise apartment sites. We've got one under contract. But what we're noticing is everybody who's got a site now thinks it's the perfect place for the world's tallest super luxury condo. So while that kind of shakes out and we head back towards reality, there aren't going to be a lot of apartments built. So I think that in the near term, people are going to have to continue renting from individual unit owners. Not the best thing for the renter, but certainly terrific for the condo guys, I think. So therefore, the condo market in South Florida should stay strong for quite some time. Retail development. Well, the biggest driver of retail development is tenants, and there haven't been a lot of tenants expanding in our market for quite some time. The only ones that have been expanding, and you read about it in the Miami Herald this week, is Walmart. Walmart is on an expansion binge. So are some of the smaller soft goods retailers like Ross are also looking for some spots, but not as many as Walmart, which is looking to really open up a lot of stores here. Then there's some regional tenants, some smaller tenants from out of town. So there's not a lot of tenants looking to expand in South Florida. What does this mean? That there's not a lot of retail development that's going to take place. What does that mean? Not a lot of retail transactions. Starting to get the drift. Not a lot of apartment transactions. Not a lot of retail transactions. Forget about office. They're still recovering, although office leasing rates are beginning to tick up a little bit, and some of the better office buildings are full. There is a drag on the C quality office building. So while you may see another A quality office building start construction, the real issue is for the people that own the C quality apartment office buildings. So there's not a lot of transactions going on there. Theme, not a lot of transactions. How do people make money in real estate? Transactions. So if there's not a lot of transactions, there's not going to be a lot of opportunity in real estate for the real estate practitioners. So if you don't have a line on how you're going to make your living in commercial real estate for the next couple of years, you may have an issue. So check it out and be sure that you're focusing on where the transactions are occurring. Hard money loans, lots of need for that. Now, I want to go back and talk a little bit about the Florida Marlins. We're wrapping up the show now, and I want to thank the sponsors. But before I do that, I want to talk about the Florida Marlins. As part of their sponsorship on our show, the Marlins have given us the opportunity to have suite nights at the Marlins game. I sent out a brief email to about 25 or 30 people yesterday, and I got my first suite night fully done in less than one business day. The response wasn't, hey, I don't want to go to a Marlins game. The response was, I don't want to support David Sampson and Jeffrey Loria. Well, you know something? Support the guys on the field. Support the community. Support the franchise. Support the concept of having baseball in town. For crying out loud, Victor is all over me to get him to a ball game before he leaves town. Aren't you, Victor?
And you always have the best seats, so why wouldn't I?
Well, that's the point. There's lots of good seats left. My wife loves to go to the game, and we're talking about a lady who's typically more concerned about her hair. So if you've got the chance to take your kids out to the Marlins or take some business associates out to the Marlins, you should try to do it. Ask them if they want to go. I'll bet you'd be surprised that they want to, because people want to go out and see the Marlins. They want to go to the ballpark. They want to have a good, positive, baseball-oriented entertainment opportunity, and that's something you can get at the Marlins. Don't think about David Sampson. Don't think about Jeffrey Loria. Don't think about the trainer that didn't stretch Giancarlo Stanton's hamstring three different ways. Think about having fun with your family. Think about networking with your business partners. Think about enjoying new relationships with the people that you're bringing to the game, because unlike those fabulous Heat games that I go to where I can't say a word, and unlike the awesome football games where I'm cheering and screaming and stamping my feet, baseball gives you the chance to have a conversation and to get to know the person you're with. And I recommend that. Take that opportunity. You can write off the business expense. You certainly aren't spending enough time with the family, are you? So here's a great way to do it. I want to thank our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive. Awesome cars, awesome people. The NFL alumni caring for kids. You heard the Miami Dolphins talk to us today about why we should put Miami first and fund the improvements and the refurbishment of Pro Player Stadium. I wholeheartedly endorse it. I already voted for it. Social Media 305, taking our message to the people. Ackerman Centerfit. The Miami Marlins. Lauren's kids. Lauren will be back next week. She's resting up from her big walk. Of course, my partners at the Aztec Group, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies, U Health, and thank you to all our listeners, because without you, it's not possible. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Twitter, at Jim Fried, or Johnny, at Fried on Business. Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube. Website gets lots of views all the time. So if you missed today's show, it's going to be rebroadcast on Monday. We're going to put it up on the website. And remember, next week, we're going to have a special guest, Alan First. Alan is involved here in the sports community locally. You got to tune in to hear more about what he does. It's just terrific. Next Thursday, Thursday at 5 on 880 AM. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
Well, out of South Alabama come a country boy. He said, I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy, my name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say Jack. Ooh.